The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
And welcome to Radio Friends, Tuesday, July 31st. This is the last day of July. And wouldn't it be nice if August was a cool month?
Yes.
Wouldn't it be nice if August was a cool month? Gina Overshiner is with us, PetNet Coalition. Today we're going to talk about the Long Road Home Project.
Yes.
Now this is something that actually is going to happen in
September. Yes.
Right?
Yes.
What is the Long Road Home Project?
Actually, it is technically happening now because this group, Long Road Home Project, is a group of veterans, five veterans, ranging in age from 25 to 59, are biking across the country to raise awareness of veterans' issues, to help themselves, you know, sort of heal from things that they've been through in military service, and to also raise money to help veterans in need. And so
where did they, or it'll be happening in Columbia
in
the fall.
Yeah. They're going to be getting to Columbia in the fall, but they started on July 15th. They left from Aberdeen, Washington, and they're riding to Washington, D.C., over 4,000 miles.
So they're riding across the entire country.
Yes. And then they're coming to Columbia. They're coming through Missouri in early September. And they're coming to Columbia on September 8th. And so we're planning like an event, kind of a whole day long of several different things to celebrate them coming and to help raise awareness of issues of local veterans and kind of, you know, hopefully get some help maybe for some local veterans, do some fundraising for this project, meet these veterans who are biking across the country, get other people a chance to meet them and talk to them, maybe be inspired by them. Mm-hmm. And so that's kind of how it's going. So it started on July 15th, and then they're going 90 days to get across the country, and they'll be hitting Columbia, coming across Missouri early September and getting into Columbia on the 8th.
Now, so they're biking across the country, and they've been in all this heat in July.
Well, so far, though, they're only in Washington at this point. You know, they haven't gotten super far yet, so I think it's still kind of cool back there. I don't know.
Are they camping out, or are they staying with people who are offering their home?
Right. There's a combination of things. The other interesting thing about this is that they're traveling with a very small crew of two, and they're making a documentary about it. And as part of the documentary, the crew is driving an RV to kind of have, you know, support along the way so that they can sleep in the RV at night. Mm-hmm. Sometimes, you know, that they might stay at a host's house, you know, if there's someone in the community wanting to do that, and then sometimes camping in tents and stuff. So so they kind of have some options.
But the veterans themselves are actually riding the bicycle.
The bikes. Yeah.
They're not riding in the RV
No.
It's just a crew that's following along.
Exactly.
Well,
like
crew
kind
should
of
get
for
onto
sport.
Bicycles also.
And, yeah, and I would imagine they might, you know, a little bit here and there, and they're kind of there for support, though, and then also filming, you know.
So how is where is the money coming from to support this?
They've been collecting donations. They have a website called longroadhomeproject.com, and people can take donations. So they've been collecting donations for months trying to fund their trip. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of the main thing. It's like fundraising and collecting donations. And also along the way, there, you know, different communities are hosting events like we're doing, and they're doing some fundraising through those events as well.
So how did PetNet get involved with this?
Well, you know, I do a lot of bike stuff and kind of...
Oh, really?
Yeah. And so with the bike stuff, we, you know, kind of word came like, hey, there's this group of veterans that are going to be biking across the country, and would you guys like to do something to be involved in this? And so, of course, I said yes, my normal response to those kinds of questions. And we started planning this, and I've been working with people at the VA and at the Columbia Veterans Center and Welcome Home Inc., which is an agency that serves homeless veterans here in Columbia, as well as with Casey Miller, who's the organizer of the Long Road Home Project. We've been working to design an event to kind of celebrate their arrival in Columbia.
So what will be going on at the event, and what day is it?
September the 8th, so it's Saturday, September the 8th.
Okay.
And there's going to be like three basic components. You can meet at 8:30 in the morning. We're going to meet at Flat Branch Park and ride out to Roachport.
Okay. Then, with the veterans?
Well, we're going to be meeting the veterans because they're going to be riding in from Boonville. They're going to be coming.
So the people who join the event will ride out to Roachport to meet the veterans.
Meet them. Right, exactly. Or if you don't, and then ride back with them. Or if you don't want to do, which is about 36 miles. If you want to do a shorter trip, you can just come to Roachport and meet us in Roachport. We'll be leaving Roachport around 12:30 to ride back into Columbia, which is about 17 miles, 18 miles. Then that evening...
Now, is everybody going to be riding together, or do you ride at your own pace?
Well, you can ride... It will be a slow pace. It'll be a nice, mellow pace. And I'm going to be there, and my husband will be there, and we'll be doing bike-based support. So, like,
what do you call a mellow pace?
Well, easy, you know... 10 miles an hour or something, which is actually a really easy pace. It is not a hard pace. It's not like going to be a bunch of racers, you know.
Okay.
Just a nice, easy pace. And we'll be there offering on-bike sags. So, like, if somebody crashes and needs a Band-Aid or gets a flat tire, has a little trouble with their bike, we can help them with that.
Okay.
Then in Columbia that evening at Mojo's from 4 to 8, we're having an event. We're having a concert where there's going to be three local bands playing and a barbecue. And I think we're trying to put together a silent auction to try to raise money for this project. And then they are also, like, any extra money they raise, are giving that to Operation First Response, which is a veterans agency that helps veterans who are having, like, personal and financial problems, helps them kind of, you know, get back on their feet. So any extra money made will help with that.
Okay.
So it's kind of three pieces. At 8:30, you can come to Flat Branch Park for the ride out and back to Roachport, or you can just meet us at 12:30 at Roachport to ride back with the veterans,
or
you can go to Mojo's that night and come to the big party.
Okay. So. Are you asking people to sign up to this if you're going to ride in it, or do you just show up?
You can just show up. Just show up on...
So this is real casual.
Really casual. Yeah. Really, the ride-along part's just very laid back. Yeah, you know, really laid back. You can come, ride along, have fun, meet some interesting people, meet the veterans, and then...
For more information, where do they go?
A couple places. You can go to the longroadhomeproject.com, and it's got everything about the project, how to donate. It has the map of where they're going, comments from people along the way, or you can check pednet.org for our community calendar, and on our calendar, it has the information about the events, or you can go to mojoscolumbia.com to get information about the concert that evening.
How long will the veterans be in Columbia?
Just overnight.
And they leave Sunday morning?
And the next morning, they're riding out. Yeah, they're riding out Sunday morning, and they have to be in St. Louis by the evening of the 11th.
Are they riding along?
The Katy Trail.
The Katy Trail.
I convinced them to do that. Yeah.
Okay. And then what time, when will they be in Washington? What out of time here?
That's a good question. I'm not exactly sure. I'm thinking maybe October 15th.
Okay.
Is the goal.
All right. So, Gina, thank you so much for coming by. Pleasure
thank
having you,
Paul.
You here.
It's nice to be here. Thanks.
Tomorrow, MU Healthcare and Kathy Salter talking about the Boone County Historical Society. Our program directed by Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers, KBIA. Our floor director, Danny Madison, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. To watch this program or listen to it again, go to kbia.org, click on Talk Shows and Radio Friends. Bye-bye.